This I believe. Throw away the Hallmark ideas of life and love and live as imperfectly as you please.
I believe in community.
What do I believe in? The strength of a woman.
This I believe. Music is the world's most powerful element.
I believe that no matter what the circumstances, one can find beauty, happiness, and even inspiration in almost any situation.
I believe that the greatest gift is willing to accept reality and allow for a second chance when times get tough.
I believe in the laughable hypocrisy of our educational system and the wonders it works on the malleable minds of teenaged boys and girls.
I believe that fear hinders our ability to be completely open and honest with one another.
This I do believe. A smile can save a life.
Speak up for what you believe in. This I believe.
Over the past month, Central Illinois High School seniors have been putting their unique viewpoints into words for the 2015 WUIS This I Believe essay contest. 10 submissions have been selected for broadcast, and Springfield Sunrise Rotary, which supports the This I Believe program, has provided a scholarship for each of the 10 selected authors. Today, we present Maggie Lenkert of Southeast High School reading her essay, A Daily Realization.
I recently stumbled upon a neat little web series entitled The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows by John Koenig. Every short video consists of a word that he explains in depth. One word in particular jumped out at me. Sonder. Sonder is the realization that each random passerby is living a life as vivid and complex as yours. This feeling has always been something I have taken note of. As a little girl, strapped tight in my car seat, gazing out the window at the cars passing down the busiest street in town, I would think, where are they going? Why do they have that in their car? What made them paint their car a gaudy purple color? Getting older, I remember thinking more and more about the world around me. In eighth grade, I went on a class field trip to New York City. Our flight back home, however, was delayed for 3 hours, leaving all these rowdy middle schoolers stuck at the gate, mostly unaware of the rolling eyes of the business people and drowsy mothers with their arms slung across their sleeping toddlers sitting around us. It was here that I realized that I wasn't the only one waiting to get back home. I wasn't the only one tired from a day's worth of packing and bus rides. I wasn't the only one hungry and cranky. The businessman answered a phone call, explaining that he understood he was going to be late for the meeting. The mother dug a snack out of her purse and passed it to her waking child. We got back home in the wee hours of the morning, and I didn't think much more of the experience until recently. The realization that everyone has the feelings I do makes it easier to understand the bad things, too. The man in the van that just sped past me on the road could be heading to the hospital to see his wife give birth to their child. The mom with the screaming newborn in the grocery store hasn't slept in days. These average occurrences still give me a pang of annoyance, but taking a step back and thinking about their life makes me remember that we are all people. We all have lives filled with happiness and frustration and good days and bad days and children and mothers and homework and friends. It's how we empathize with others that makes all the difference. Sonder describes perfectly the way I feel when driving down a busy interstate or dancing with a crowd at the concert or listening to my teachers talk about their family. Everyone lives a vivid and complex life, and to me, that is beautiful. This I believe.
That was Maggie Lenkert of Southeast High School. Her essay is one of 10 selections for the 2015 WUIS This I Believe series. You can listen to this and other essays at WUIS.org and read them in the voice section of Tuesday's State Journal Register. Support for WUIS's This I Believe program comes from Rotary Springfield Sunrise.